The first is, vulnerability is not weakness. And that myth is profoundly dangerous. Let me ask you honestly, and I'll give you this warning. I'm trained as a therapist, so I can outweigh you uncomfortably. So if you could just raise your hand, that would be awesome. How many of you, honestly, when you're thinking about doing something vulnerable or saying something vulnerable, think, God, vulnerability is weakness. This is weakness. How many of you think of vulnerability and weakness synonymously? The majority of people. Now, let me ask you this question. This past week at TED, how many of you, when you saw vulnerability up here, thought it was pure courage? Vulnerability is not weakness. I define vulnerability as emotional risk, exposure, uncertainty. It fuels our daily lives. And I've come to the belief, this is my 12th year doing this research, that vulnerability is our most accurate measurement of courage. To be vulnerable, to let ourselves be seen, to be honest. One of the weird things that's happened is after the TED explosion, I got a lot of offers to speak all over the country. Everyone from schools and parent meetings to Fortune 500 companies. And so many of the calls went like this: hey, Dr. Brown, we loved your TED talk. We'd like you to come in and speak. We'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention vulnerability or shame.